When you're ready to pop the question, the last thing you want to do is second-guess the ring. At BlueNile.com, you can design a one-of-a-kind ring with the ease and convenience of shopping online. Choose your diamond and setting. When you find the one, you'll get it delivered right to your door. Go to BlueNile.com and use promo code LISTEN to get $50 off your purchase of $500 or more. That's code LISTEN at BlueNile.com for $50 off your purchase. BlueNile.com, code LISTEN.
Acast powers the world's best podcasts. Here's a show that we recommend.
Hey, I'm Guy Raz, and on my show, Wisdom from the Top, I talk with CEOs and business leaders about the toughest challenges of their careers.
There's lots of ways to measure success.
Sometimes a company has to bet against itself.
We wanted to set ourselves apart by having a point of view.
Businesses really impact people's lives in pretty fundamental ways.
On Wisdom from the Top, some of the greatest business leaders of our time share their intimate stories of leadership, innovation, and transformation. Stories you won't hear anywhere else. Check out Wisdom from the Top only on Luminary. Now, back to your show.
Acast helps creators launch, grow, and monetize their podcasts everywhere. Acast.com.
You're listening to the Sans Pants Network.
Hey, everybody. Welcome to this week's episode of Shut Up a Second. My name's Hayden, and I'm here with Cass.
Hello. He is.
Hello, Cass.
Hello, Hayden.
And also Adam's here. Hello, Adam.
Hello, it's me. Yay.
From D&D and also an exciting new campaign, which is just coming out or has just finished coming out, starring me.
And me.
Yes.
I believe are you saying your joint one?
Yeah.
The one you did as kids?
Yeah.
Yeah. Oh, yeah. That one is, I believe, currently releasing. Yeah.
Yeah. That's what I'm saying.
Oh, sorry. I thought you were talking about, for some reason, I thought you were talking about the D&D one you did.
With
George.
What's the one, what's our one called?
It's called the Filness Family Vacation.
Yes.
If Zammit did it as I said he should do it, Filness Family Vacation in brackets, 1995, and the image on the front is like a picture of your family, and like, you know, the classic, like, when you show people like slides of
vacation. Yeah.
That's the vibe I wanted to go with.
Oh, nice. Beautiful.
Yeah.
Well, it's available at all good podcasting outlets. Add it to the queue. You know, you're all to do a podcast now, put it up next.
Spotify, Apple Podcasts, any podcasting app that you happen to be using.
They're all there.
We play kids who go to Disneyland and shenanigans ensue. And today's topic is the bin.
Wee.
That's your bin noise?
What's your bin noise?
What? Why is that your bin noise?
Well,
is that a trash compactor?
Yes. Sure.
Was it a trash compactor before I said was
well,
it a trash
I was
compactor?
Kind of just, the noise popped into my head as a bin noise.
I reckon if a bin spoke it would do that, but it doesn't.
But if it did.
Cash, you're the decider. What's your bin noise? Slamming I didn't know we could do Foley.
Yeah, I don't know about Foley.
Okay, sorry. Then it's bam, 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 bam. Hang on, no. Okay, I'm trying
Verging
to make a
dangerously
slamming
close
bin
on Foley here.
Yeah, I think the bin noise is this.
Bam, bam, mwah, bam.
Mwah, mwah, mwah.
Just a slamming dang. Mwah. Dank. Mwah. Dank. What about dank?
I love it when I take the bin out and it blows me little kisses.
The slapping noise of slamming
he'll be
a bin.
Back, the bin says to itself. A day from now, he'll want me again.
You actually might have been pretty close. Oh, hang on. No, that came out wrong. Yeah, like what you did.
You were so confident. Oh, yeah, I figured it out. And you actually were close.
No, but I think you were close.
What was the why? What's the reasoning behind your bin noise? Mine was vibes based.
Like when
but you seem like you figured it out.
When you're rolling a wheelie bin in and you think it's thunder. I don't know what.
That's Donald Duck or Daffy Duck. Which one goes what?
Why can't I do a thunder noise with my mouth?
I think it's Daffy Duck you're thinking of. Donald Duck is Wabbit Thieven.
Oh, yeah, true. Yeah, I'm thinking of Donnie.
Yeah.
What's the best thing you've ever found in a bin, Adam? Anything
best thing
good?
I've ever found in a bin? Can't say. I genuinely, aside from the obvious when you wrap up the inside house bin to take the contents of that out to the outside bin, aside from such a scenario, I don't think I have ever in my entire life gotten something out of a bin. Across my entire life, if something has gone in the bin, I have decided that I'm done with it at that point, no matter how wealthy I could have been otherwise. So my honest and only answer is a bag of trash.
Okay.
Not an interesting. You want to listen, Jackson? Someone interesting? Oh, I can't.
Yeah, Jackson be like, oh, I want
$50.
Yeah, I found $100 and it was covered in peanut butter.
My third dog came out of a bin. Sorry, I can't be Jackson.
Well, I don't think I've ever found anything in a bin either.
You don't look in bins?
That's genuinely shocking to me, actually.
I've definitely looked into bins and thought, oh, I could use that. But
did you get it out?
No, because it's mostly been on construction sites. We're throwing out a lot of cardboard or foam, and I'm like, oh, but I could make something out of the cardboard or foam. But then I can't steal from the construction site.
I think you first off can. Yeah, if they're throwing it out, why not?
No, maybe I did take some.
It wouldn't surprise me if you'd be like, oh, yes, this will come in handy for some unknown project. And then you've just got mountains of polystyrene and cardboard in the corner of your room that has not been turned into anything.
Concrete, bricks.
Got some rubble, some rebar.
Do you know what?
Oh, I'd love a bit of rubble right now.
Oh, rebar?
Yeah.
The reason I haven't found anything as a bin is because I don't put it in there.
Yeah.
I currently have a pile of the insides from different IKEA boxes that I'm like, oh, that'll come in handy for when I'm painting.
When do you...
What do you mean by...
Insides in like all the various bits of cardboard?
Well, for this bit, all the different sections of shit wood were separated by a bit of shit paper.
I don't know if you heard that, Adam, but she went, all the bits of shit wood... Did you hear that?
Can't say I did.
I heard it. I'll make sure it makes it into the podcast.
No, I can edit this one. It's fine. I can edit this one this week.
Sorry, all the bits of shit wood were between, and then I got distracted.
The bits of shit wood.
But...
No foley. The bits of shit wood were separated by a piece.
She said piss.
Piss. She took a piss, then said piss on the podcast.
Piss, 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 piss.
Separated by a piece, a sheet of shit paper. And I kept that shit paper because I have painting to do, and I'm painting weird-shaped objects, and previously I was opening up bin bags so that I didn't get shit on the ground, now I can just use rubbish.
Yeah, nice.
Can I ask? Two things, actually. Yeah. First thing is related to this, but second thing is going back to an earlier topic.
Okay.
So, first thing, how often have you used these inside IKEA bits?
I haven't used them yet.
All right.
I'm going to use
Three questions, actually.
Okay. Yeah.
Second question in addendum to that one. Mm-hmm. How long have you had them?
Oh, only a few days.
Okay. Oh, that's fine. That's all right. Third question.
Yes.
Is this insane? If you had to pick something out of a bin, the construction site bin, best one to get out of.
Oh, big time.
Because that's not actually, that doesn't really count as trash.
It's like there's no goopy waste in there.
Yeah. There's no minimal bin juice.
It's dry.
Yeah. It's dry waste. There would be like, there's pie wrappers in old bottles of Powerade and stuff from the tradies. But other than that, it's just rubble and...
All that dust soaks up any moisture that could be happening.
That's actually true. Yeah. It's not bin juice. It's a nice thick slurry at the bottom. I once found an entire Minions costume in the bin.
Oh, yes, you did.
Do you know about this?
Yeah, I, unlike Tom Walker, am well aware.
Tom knows now. Do you want to share your story?
So I was at work at the bar, and there was like an 18th or something upstairs, and so someone else was cleaning up, and in the bin was a full Minions costume. So it was the gloves, the two-fingered gloves, mm-hmm. the goggles. It was the two-eyed minion, mm-hmm. Steve or something. What's his name?
I don't know any of them.
They have normal human names. John, maybe.
Isn't it? It's Steve Kevin is one, right?
It could be. It really could be. And then that has this horrific, horrible bald cap.
Oh, God.
It's made of this awful rubber. And it almost looks like Homer Simpson's head because it's like a bald cap that yeah. loosely sits on you. And it is just it's the yellow. Best costume in the world. And I got a real good amount of use out of that.
Nice.
But then I had to get rid of it.
Why?
Because,
why did you? Yeah.
I had to get rid of it because I was wearing it a lot. Because it's so easy to put on. And all of a sudden, you don't need to change clothes. You put on a couple of accessories. I like a costume that's all accessories.
Uh-huh.
And then you're a full minion. Anyway, so Lucy, my girlfriend, hates this costume. So I obviously put it on and was chasing her around the house going, banana, banana, banana. And then she made me get rid of it. Anyway, so I sent it to Tom Walker. I can't remember why.
Friend of the show.
Yeah, I think we were talking about minions, or maybe I just said it to him. I don't know. And then he was wearing it on stream for a bit. And then I was messaging him. I'm like, yeah, how good is that? I can't believe I just found that in a bin. And he's like, hey, you didn't tell me that before I started wearing it. I'm like, oh, oops. but I assume he still has it and still gets it on every now and then.
Sure.
He was wearing it on stream for a bit. It was good.
That's beautiful, beautiful memories and knits that you share along the way.
I haven't had knits in a long time.
Adults
get
them.
Knits, really?
Yeah, you can.
Mm.
They all get passed around in school, so you have to know a kid.
Yeah, it's because kids are not typically very discerning about their personal hygiene. So
I reckon it's more
than a hygiene thing.
I think it's more kids are rubbing heads with other kids
yeah.
more than adults are rubbing heads with other adults.
What I was going to say is I think it's a thing where kids are... Obviously, yes, I know it's knits don't actually care too much or whatever, the yada, yada, yada. Hair situation and knits is not directly hygiene related
it
or
not.
Whatever.
Mm-hmm.
But what I mean is a kid could get knits and something about a kid, they're stronger than us in this specific way, where a kid can have knits for a little while and be like, this is fine.
Yeah,
whereas you or me.
They seem to not give a shit if
yeah,
they've got knits.
You or me, the second we get... The reason adults don't spread knits is because, Cass, if you had knits, that day you would no longer have knits.
I'd be like, my head's itchy. Why is my head itchy?
Yeah, you can do some investigation on your own.
I could look at a mirror and be like, ah! There's a guy in there!
I think the day I find out I have knits is the day I try out a bald look.
Yeah,
I see if that works for me, you know?
I think it would.
Yeah.
But don't the knits live in the scalp? But I guess if you shaved your head completely, I guess they've got nothing to cling to.
Yeah.
I have no idea. Well, better to be safe than sorry, you know?
Yeah.
But you can just kill them. You just cover your hair in conditioner,
mm-hmm.
and then they get smothered. They just die.
Can I tell you my favorite album ever?
Yes.
Your favorite album?
Yeah, I know. All right, so it is related.
Okay.
Okay.
So I absolutely love, his name is Jesse Stewart. I believe Jesse Stewart. He is a country and western singer.
Mm-hmm.
I would describe him as, I don't think this is an actual genre, but this is the genre I would describe it, dirty country.
Okay.
Wait, is in dirty as in like grotty or dirty as in like sex jokes?
Not
like blue.
Grotty. Not as okay. in sex jokes, no.
Yeah.
So he's an incredible singer. I absolutely love him. Mm-hmm. And he did a album where the music video, or the quotation mark music video, is it's just him sitting on his couch in his house with a banjo playing the songs as he goes through the entire, it's like almost watching a set list, but it's in his house or whatever.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
That's the album.
Mm-hmm.
And the entire time, his hair is wrapped in cellophane. and he's just in his underwear.
Uh-huh, of course.
So imagine that.
Yeah.
And then every single comment is someone being like, hey, buddy. Underwear I can handle. Why is your hair wrapped in cellophane? And he responded being like, oh, because I had lice. And I have to keep the lice, the delouser in with the cellophane. And people were like, why on that day did you choose to record your album? And the album, I believe, is called Lice Confessions or something like that.
I've heard you talk about the delousing sessions.
Yeah.
Of this
delousing
man.
Sessions. Yeah. Sorry, that's it. Yeah.
I like Lice Confessions better than delousing sessions.
So for some reason, my brain rhymed it instead.
Saying the man's name and then saying the genre
Cling
of
wrap,
country.
Sorry, not cellophane. Cling wrap.
Oh, yeah. Okay, well, that's what
makes
I was imagining.
More sense
that's
than
what
cellophane.
I was imagining.
Yeah,
anyway.
Yeah.
Not the stuff to make 3D glasses out of.
No.
Do you know a lot of that is completely biodegradable, cellophane?
Really?
Yeah, because it's made out of corn.
Cellulose
makes sense. Yeah, so you can, a lot of the time you get like stuff wrapped in plastic. Sometimes it's biodegradable because it's not plastic, it's cellophane. Yeah. I thought that was cool.
Not all cellophane. Actual cellophane is that, but some people have just started making it out of plastic.
Yeah,
cool.
Which is not good. But yeah, cellulose.
Mm.
Great noises today.
What a horrible, horrible podcast we make.
If you're looking for plump lips that last, you need to know about Juvederm lip fillers. With Juvederm Volbella XC and Juvederm Ultra XC, your lip look, whether it's subtle or bold, can last up to 1 full year with optimal treatment and no additional maintenance. Find a licensed specialist and see if it's right for you at Juvederm.com today. That's Juvederm.com. Add fullness to lips in adults over 21 with Juvederm Volbella XC or Juvederm Ultra XC. Do not use if you have severe allergies or a history of severe allergic reactions, or if you're allergic to lidocaine or the proteins used in Juvederm. Tell your doctor if you have a history of scarring or taking medicines that decrease the body's immune response or that can prolong bleeding. Common side effects include injection site redness, swelling, pain, tenderness, firmness, lumps, bumps, bruising, discoloration, or itching. As with all fillers, there's a rare risk of unintentional injection into a blood vessel, which can cause vision abnormalities, blindness, stroke, temporary scabs, or scarring. For full, important safety information, visit Juvederm.com.
Hey, I'm Ryan Reynolds. At Mint Mobile, we like to do the opposite of what Big Wireless does. They charge you a lot, we charge you a little. So naturally, when they announced they'd be raising their prices due to inflation, we decided to deflate our prices due to not hating you. That's right. We're cutting the price of Mint Unlimited from $30 a month to just $15 a month. Give it a try at mintmobile.com/switch.
$45 up front for 3 months plus taxes and fees. Promo rate for new customers for limited time. Unlimited more than 40 gigabytes per month. Slows. Full terms at mintmobile.com.
There's never been a faster or easier way to start your weight loss journey than with PlushCare. PlushCare accepts most insurance plans and gives you online access to board-certified physicians who can prescribe FDA-approved weight loss medications like Wegovy and Zepbound for those who qualify. Take charge of your health and speak with a board-certified physician about a weight loss plan that's right for you. Get started today at plushcare.com/weightloss. That's plushcare.com/weightloss. plushcare.com/weightloss.
Holy shit, we have such good shirts available at the moment. Seriously, if you head to sanspantsradio.com/shop, we've got a bunch of new amazing shirts available for you to grab and wear on your filthy bodies. I, personally, currently own a long-sleeved black Plumbing the Death Star tee with the Sans Pants logo on the breast and a huge Plumbing the Death Star logo on the back. I wear it all the time. And I also have one with the logo of the Grey Hill Free Company on it from the latest season of D&D is for Nerds because it looks sick as hell. It's probably one of the best designs I reckon we've had in ages. So head to sanspantsradio.com/shop and grab yourself an awesome t-shirt. We also do limited monthly runs based on specific designs like references or in-jokes. They're so good. So once again, that's sanspantsradio.com/shop.
Anyway, you want to know the history of bins?
Yeah!
Yeah! Oh my god, that was today's topic!
The history of the bin. This is from BCCWCC Cleaning Services.
What year
what does
is that?
Stand for?
I don't know how that one works.
What does it stand for? It stands for... Nowhere on the website says. It just has the acronym.
Give me one letter at a time.
I reckon British... Because it's BCC-WCC.co.uk.
BCC-WCC?
BCC-WCC. Okay. I reckon it's British Cleaning Company, Welsh Cleaning Company.
Oh.
And they've merged.
Yeah.
Maybe. That's my guess.
Very possible, I think.
Do you reckon there'd be a company called British Cleaning Company?
Yeah. So okay. If I was a cleaning company... If I was a cleaning company in Britain, that's what I'd call myself. Right? Anyway, okay. During our 20 years in business, we are estimated to have cleaned over 2 million bins. And whilst bins are a common sight across the UK, it hasn't always been the case. Today, we take a look at some important moments in the history of bins.
I can't wait for these important moments in the history of bins.
Prior to bins, almost all of the household waste was burnt to ash.
Oh, I knew that, actually.
I don't think I knew that. That's so funny. Almost all of the household waste burnt to ash. In-house bins were often improvised and provided by the household, made up of wood or leather. They reckon the history... Also, okay, I'm not sure if this is a typo or they've missed a word.
Yeah.
Prior to this, the history of refuse collection is pretty. And I'm assuming they're missing an adverb there or something. Like pretty cool or pretty rudimentary. But it just says...
Maybe they've just been pretty.
The history of refuse beautiful. Collection is pretty. Mm.
They might. I don't know. If they're strange enough to not put their acronym anywhere on the website, they might just think it's pretty.
Yeah. The earliest... Do you want to guess who had the... what profession... had the first bins. This is 9,000 BC. This is the earliest bin they found.
Barber.
Barber is a good one.
What
profession?
Winemaker.
Also a good one.
Did you say 9,000 BC?
That's what BCCWCC says.
Yeah, all right.
Is that too early?
I don't know anymore.
It's a long time ago. It was pig farmers. Whoa. They used to put slops in the bins, like old food scraps and stuff, and then throw it to the pigs.
Oh, okay.
So that was the first kind of bin because it was just a leather sack waste. That they put waste in to feed the pigs.
Yeah, that's
right.
Pigs.
Yeah.
Checks out.
That works.
Allow it.
That's a brief. I'm not going to read the whole thing about the history of bins because guess what? It's fucking boring.
Have you seen that? I think it's a series, a documentary. It's like a really old one. Like, I mean, from the 60s or something like that. It's this really old animated documentary about like the history of.
Like, is a documentary if it's animated?
Well, you can have animated sections in a documentary, can't you?
Okay, I guess that's true.
Yeah, it could be all animated, though.
But if it's a cartoon, it can't be.
Well, because it's about...
It could be an informational...
Well, because it's about the history of everyday objects.
Okay.
And so they show you what objects looked like in the past, but they can't... Like, they don't have the objects anymore.
Okay.
It's crazy. It is crazy how much we used to make out of dinosaurs.
Wait, what?
Yeah, it's insane. And they'd be... Every single time, they'd be like, it's 11. Every single time. Every single dinosaur was like, it's 11. Washing dishes. They'd be opening their mouths... Fred Flintstone, you son of a gun! That's what they used to say.
I get it. It wasn't a documentary at all. It was the Flintstones he was watching.
You like how I wasted a minute, maybe two of your time? I like it. I think it's very funny.
But think of all the listeners. Times that by, what, the million people listening to this podcast?
Tens of millions, I think.
You wasted so much time.
Mm. That's incredible.
Hey, do you want to know a bin fact?
Sure.
Please.
Mine's a fun quiz again.
Oh, goody.
If I were to blend you up.
Yes.
Which size bin do you reckon you'd fit into?
Oh, okay.
How many liters am I?
Yeah.
That's an interesting. Well, there's what? Is it 4 or 5 liters of blood alone?
Yeah, that seems about right. I think 5.
So we're at least.
But I blood dope most days, so I got about 6 in me. And I feel good. I reckon. 12. I also don't know the standard sizes of bins.
Yeah, I don't think I should have led with that. So I'm talking wheelie bins. So we've got like 3 main sizes in Australia, which I think is like pretty consistent with the UK as well, which I found really interesting because I would have assumed different countries.
I got
countries,
news for you. It's not interesting.
Different countries manage their waste really differently. Like in Japan, they've got really.
They've got like 10 different bins.
Yeah, they've got so many different bins. So your bins don't have to be very big because all of your waste gets so separated. And you like meet people who live in the country who will like do mostly composting and stuff. Their bins are tiny. They don't, they barely put them out.
Yeah.
So our standard sizes are like the 120 litre, so your standard wheelie bin, the 240, the bigger one. But you can also request 360 litre bins, which are insane.
That is insane. I would say, I would think smaller than 120 litres.
Yeah. Okay, well then
I reckon I'm fitting in.
How many times would you fit in the one?
I reckon.
Three times.
Oh, three times.
I reckon we blend up small. I mean, if, look, if I'm going to crawl into a little ball, mm-hmm. right? Now imagine there's no space anywhere between I'm just a solid ball. I'd be like way smaller. I think 30 liters.
All right.
I reckon 30 liters seems way too small for me.
You blend up good. And also all the gas. You're mostly gas. You're mostly gas in empty space.
Are you mostly
You're
gas?
Mostly gas in empty space.
I don't know if that's true.
No, you are. 70% water, 30% gas in empty space.
I think that's true, but all right.
1% guts. You're 101% of a man.
That's what I tell myself in the mirror every morning. I reckon I'd go maybe twice into the 120, the smallest one.
So you reckon 60 liters?
Yeah, I reckon about.
Adam's closest. Mm-hmm. According to some mathematics that convinced me well enough on Reddit.
Well, if it's on Reddit.
Yeah, well, it looked like it checked out. But grams to liters on a lot of the tissue in our body is kind of one to one.
Oh, really?
With yeah, I think our
grams to liters. 1 gram equals 1 liter of
that
goo.
Is a thing, isn't it?
You can 1 gram to 1 liter.
Yeah, no, I think you can convert grams to liters. I
you
think that
can,
is possible.
Yeah, but it's not one to one.
It's not one to one. I made a mistake. But one kilo is about a liter.
Yeah. Okay, that makes sense.
I think they were sort of like, yeah, the air in your lungs is not going to count, but like that's not very much. And I think your bones compress a little bit, or like don't like will like blend sure. more. They're like it kind of evens out.
Mm-hmm.
So it's pretty much your body weight. You'll blend down to your body weight in liters.
Cool.
Oh,
well then I won't fit in the thing twice. Damn.
Nearly.
Well, that makes sense. Not that you'd blend into your body weight and it would be, yeah, okay, that makes sense.
Yeah.
There you go.
And I recently was filling up a big green bin. and
in this context.
With who?
I was filling up a green bin implies perhaps.
Well, it was bio waste, wasn't it?
Yeah, that's where you would put them, in the green bin for garden waste.
Some let you put teeth in. Not all of them. Not all of them. Yeah. Some let you put
hair. Why would you want to put teeth in the bin.
Sorry, wait for the fairy to take it. You guys still have your baby teeth?
My mom has all of ours. Me, my brother, and my sister, we hate it, and we keep asking her to get rid of them.
Yeah,
where
I don't know.
Where do you want
her
to put them?
In the bin.
Which bin?
Yeah.
It depends what council you're in.
She can work it out. I don't care. If she gets the
do
fine, she gets the fine.
Do they have a smell?
Hayden, I'm going to let you know.
Mm-hmm.
My mom loves that she has the teeth. And I don't think I've told you this yet, but we, the children,
hate it.
Yeah. And
so
every time
a big whiff?
She excitedly gets them out, she has a special little container.
How
she
often is that?
Oh, yeah. She gets them out. By the way, also, this is fucked up. They're all mixed in together.
Oh! No! That seems so wrong.
That is wrong.
Mine, my brothers, and my sisters, they're all in one container. It doesn't take a lot to fit three sets of baby teeth. But anyway, they're all in there, mixed in together. Anytime we mention it, my mom's like, ooh, I'll go get the baby teeth. And she goes, gets the container, has a look at it. If anyone's over, she'll try and show them. I have never taken her up on that offer.
Yeah, you've never even seen them?
I don't want to know. Well, I've had
they
a look
in your head, mate.
I'd look at them.
Well, you, if you want, can go over tomorrow to my folks' place.
Yeah?
Yeah, please.
Can I be like, show me the teeth?
I want the teeth.
I'm sure my mum would love to show you the teeth. Her teeth collection.
Do you know where our teeth are?
No, I was going to ask you. I feel like something you would know.
Yeah, well, that's the thing. Our parents got divorced and I don't know who got the teeth.
Seems like none of them would have wanted it.
Yeah,
neither
I
of them.
Assume ours are
no
in the
party's
bin.
Fighting for the teeth.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Custody of the teeth.
Do you reckon
teeth.
That's right? They're in the bin?
I don't think I've ever seen them. I think as soon as the tooth fairy took them away, they were in the bin, I think. That's my guess. But I have no idea.
I got to text an adult.
Mm.
If only there were one or two people you could ask.
Mm. Oh, I was making a, you know, that's, I'm just trying to use an excuse. Mum once found a bunch of fake children's dentures at a market.
Ugh.
And she called me and she was like, Cass, I think you'd love these. And I said, that sounds great. Pick me up so many.
Yeah.
And so I've got like several sets of kids' dentures. But
you said they were fake dentures. They would just be real dentures though, right?
No, they'd be fake. They've got holes bored into them.
I don't understand.
What I'm assuming is
yep.
these dentures are a kid loses a tooth and they put this fakie in.
Yeah.
Why would they need to do that? Children regrow their teeth.
How small are they? Like, what age are they for?
know, but they're just too small to be like adult teeth.
Mm.
So I just assumed they were
Cass,
children's dentures.
How do you? Are you all right? So I believe honestly, a layperson could possibly identify baby teeth, but how confident are you that they're baby teeth?
Well, they're smaller than mine, and I've got little teeth because I lost all my teeth really young. So they grew back and fit my child-sized head.
I don't know if that's how it works.
I don't think that's how it works.
Yeah, they're formed when you're a baby.
You already have them.
Yeah, you're basically born with them.
Well, then there's no excuse for why I'm
making. No, you just got tiny teeth.
But they fit your face. So
tiny head.
They got a tiny head. That's okay.
Yeah.
Maybe rather than having a tiny head or tiny teeth, maybe, Cass, your body is appropriately proportioned.
That doesn't seem right.
Maybe everything's fine and you don't need to see a doctor. Not that I thought you would.
You think I should see a doctor? My doctor! Teeth are too small. I mean, teeth. Doctor, my teeth. Oh.
Doctor, baby
abandoned,
teeth barely worn.
Hey, you know, before you were talking about how you did the excellent bit where you said we used to make stuff out of dinosaurs.
Yes.
I did believe you for a second.
Sure.
Because did we ever do anything like that? Because I know we used to do stupid stuff with mummies. Like we ate mummies and stuff.
We've done a lot of shit.
We ever do
mummies.
Anything crazy? Because there's more dinosaurs than mummies.
Well, it depends how you define it as well. Because like what? Chickens count or whatever. Or some birds count as dinosaurs.
Yeah. And crocodiles.
And we make shit out of crocodiles all the time.
That's true. That's cool having a dinosaur skin rug. Can you get a crocodile skin rug? Like, you know how like there's the ones that I've only ever seen in like cartoons where it's like a full tiger, but the head is stuffed, but everything else is flat. Do you reckon you get that as a crocodile?
I reckon with the internet the way it is, I almost guarantee you could.
That'd be cool because there's a million crocodiles.
How old is our knowledge of dinosaurs? Because I like thinking every now and then about the people in our past who didn't know that dinosaurs were a thing.
Can you imagine being the people at the dawn of, like the people who first discovered a dinosaur be like, what the fuck is that? What the hell is that?
Just imagine like having a dig and then you've come across a bone. You're like, fuck, that bone looks big. And then you keep uncovering it. You're like, it keeps going.
Like finding a T-Rex skull or something.
Oh my God, you call someone over. You're like, look at this rock. And someone's like, that looks like a bone. It's like, no, that'd be fucked up. And then you like keep uncovering it. It's like, shit. It's still going.
Mm.
And like calling someone over like 15 minutes later being like, it's still going.
Just finding actual monsters. You're like, oh, monsters exist on Earth.
The beautiful thing about that is I feel like we've had this conversation in friend of the show, another show, Jackson Bailey Spooks America.
Oh, yeah.
Where there's just this beautiful period of time where as we were discovering dinosaurs existed. It was kind of like the dawn of the modern scientific age. But in coupling with that, there was so many people out there who had access to newspaper articles or wrote newspaper articles and were like, no one's checking. I can kind of just, there are so many from like the turn of the century, so many newspaper articles where you're like, no human being believes what is being, no human being is writing this down being like, yes, I once saw a giant man, just a giant. Yes, I saw him. He was walking down Salisbury Lane this afternoon. And if you can find him, please tell him he owes me $10. There are so many newspaper articles that are that.
That is good. Yeah, I was reading a it's like a print of basically, old newspapers. And just, I think you just like to print whatever you wanted.
That was really
like,
cool.
They were just full-on scams. And it's like, hey, like hair growth tonic. It's only $100 a bottle and it'll make you rich also. And also give you good luck. And that is in the proper newspaper.
You could roll into town, charge someone some money and leave. You could just get that. What's the life of a beautiful grifter?
Mm.
Cass describing olden timey snake oil salesman or modern day just door to door salesman.
Do you think the discovery of dinosaurs is like a similar vibe to if we discovered aliens now? Like, do you think that's how big it felt?
I feel like yes.
I also feel like yes.
Yeah, it must be right. Like, if we found evidence of like an alien skeleton on the planet.
And it was like fully scientifically reputable. Be like, oh, this is just happening now.
Oh my God, shitting.
Yeah. Would you shit?
Oh my God, I'd shit.
I'd be
Would
so
you shit?
Stoked.
I think I'd shoot. Yeah.
I there's some guy at the moment. He's like an ex-military guy, and he's like a whistleblower, and he's like, the U.S. military has 12 spacecraft in their possession, and he's like apparently a high up military guy.
I think I know the version you're talking about.
I haven't looked into it because I'm pretty sure.
Don't look
it's
into
not
it.
Real.
You're more happy not having looked
That's
into
what
it.
I was thinking. Yeah. I'm like, hey, if this eventuates into real news and I see that anywhere else except for r/UFOs, maybe I'll take it serious.
r/UFOs wouldn't lie to you about this.
I know.
It's real people reporting then, their real lives.
I don't think they'd be that invested. I think they could look at it with a critical eye, yeah. I feel like.
Because I went on there because it made it to the front page.
Sure.
This actual military whistleblower. And then I went, I'm like, what else is going on r/UFOs? And the second most popular story was this guy who had called 911 because he was an alien in his backyard. And he's like, I've got a video of it. And the video is nothing. And it's him standing behind three people who look kind of scared. And the phone then like shows the floor and that's it. That's the video. And everyone's like, hey, I believe this guy, but where's the alien supposed to be in this video?
That's so fucking funny.
Could he point it out at all?
The people had like, no, not really. There was like this blurry screenshot of a frame and that I could not decipher an alien out of it at all.
Jeez.
Have you seen that really classic one of, it's like, it's footage from someone's like car port or a car cover thing or whatever,
yeah.
And you see a little creature run past and it's kind of moving like a orangutan moves or
yeah,
whatever.
Yeah, like when they walk on two legs and have their arms above their head.
Yeah, it looks a little bit like Dobby and people are like, what is that? What is that?
It's Dobby!
Oh my god, that's proof of an alien! And then one person was like, hey, this person who posted this video has a toddler? What do we reckon it could be? Do we think it's proof of aliens?
Or is it a toddler walking silly?
Or is it a toddler?
Toddlers love walking silly.
It's so funny.
Well, on that note, I've been Hayden.
I've been Cass.
I've been Adam.
Adam, you're on D&D is for Nerds, and you're That's also right. Do you call it a dungeon master when it's World of Darkness?
No.
Game Master.
Game Master is the generic term, yeah.
Okay, you're also the Game Master for our new series out now called
Filmless Family Vacation. Hopefully, in brackets, 1995.
Yes, it's out now. There's still a couple episodes to come out. Add it to your feed. Add it to your queue. Give it a listen. It's me and Cass, and we're pretending to be children, and Adam's there, and we have fun.
I believe the full series is called Beyond the Map. You might need to know that.
You might need to know that. We'll put it in the show notes, maybe.
Yeah, we'll link it.
We'll do a bit of that, too.
We'll do something.
Thanks, Adam.
Thanks, Adam.
Acast powers the world's best podcasts. Here's a show that we recommend.
Winning is an everyday mindset, and we're here to help. I'm Craig Robinson. Join me and Coach John Calipari for Ways to Win. We're kicking off during March Madness. Cal's Kentucky Wildcats are in the hunt. So throughout the tournament, I'm going to call up my friend to ask about his wins, losses, and especially what he's telling his players in the locker room.
You got to win every day.
Find the Ways to Win podcast anywhere you listen.
Acast helps creators launch, grow, and monetize their podcasts everywhere. Acast.com.